Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by WeatherLNG.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Decreasing clouds across the area for today, with high temperatures working up into the mid-40s, light breezy south winds. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, will drop back to a low of 32. Mid-50s then for highs on your Wednesday, expecting lots of sun, with those highs near 50, partly sunny for Thursday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, 41 degrees.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you. With nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation, New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for you. One top dollar for your used equipment. Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The disaster assistance spending measure that had been watched for carefully by producers who were hit hard by natural disasters, producers in California, Florida, Texas, and even Puerto Rico lost crops and livestock because of wildfires and hurricanes last year. America's dairy and cotton producers also have been looking for subsidy increases because of a serious economic downturn. The bill contained a total of $89 billion in disaster aid, $3.5 billion of which is intended for agriculture. The majority of that money is ad hoc disaster assistance. A smaller portion of that money is intended to expand emergency USDA programs, like those for livestock, conserving watersheds, and repairing the department's facilities. House and Senate leaders were hoping to get a deduction that incentivized farmers to sell their products to agriculture cooperatives rather than private companies that would make the cut, but it wasn't written into the Republican tax overhaul and didn't make it into the bipartisan budget bill. Lawmakers say they will continue working on that with grain industry to find a solution. Some serious challenges remain to be overcome before Canada will ever sign off on a renegotiated North America Free Trade Agreement. Canada's Foreign Minister, Chrystia Freeland, says hardline demands for reforms from the U.S. are the biggest of those challenges. She told the House of Commons Foreign Affairs Committee that Canada will only accept a deal that is in their nation's best interest. Talks of modernizing the 1994 NAFTA agreement have slowed, with Canada and Mexico struggling to address some of the proposed changes from the U.S. Freeland said serious issues remain, particularly in terms of unconventional U.S. proposals, and Canada will only accept an agreement that's in their best interest and respects Canadian values. Canada's Prime Minister weighed in on the discussion, saying Canada might be better off not signing an updated NAFTA deal rather than simply signing a bad one. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
A salute to the FFA. Today's FFA members are the innovators and leaders of tomorrow. We salute the future farmers of America. Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Keekaper and Bussing, CPA. Frank Rock with Farm Bureau Insurance, Citizens State Banks, and Kramer Oil.
Hi, my name is Grant Fincham. I'm a member of the Marysville FFA chapter. I've been in FFA for the past 4 years, and I really enjoy the opportunities FFA has given me to grow in leadership through speech and par law CDEs, as well as growing in my SAE by giving me projects such as dairy and dairy foods CDEs. So I just can't say enough about how this has helped me grow as an individual, and I encourage everyone to join FFA.
Hello, my name is Mitchell Dankenbring. I'm a member of the Marysville FFA chapter. I've been in the FFA for 4 years now, so this will be my last year. I'm a senior, and I can't say enough about the FFA. They give you a lot of wonderful opportunities, seems like we're always busy with doing a lot of projects. We do a lot of good community service. We're always helping each other out. It's really just a good organization, and I appreciate it.
We salute the future farmers of America. Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Keykaper and Busick, CPA. Frank Kroc with Farm Bureau Insurance. Citizen State Banks. And Kramer Oil.
Mid-America Network News. Emergency officials were on the scene of a fatal accident this morning near Emporia. They have confirmed with KSNT News that at least one person has died. The crash was reported around 8:30 this morning, about 8 miles south of Emporia. The Lyon County Sheriff's Office reported that a semi rolled over and was on fire. The identity of the person who died has not been released. The Lawrence School Board yesterday approved $4.57 million to replace artificial turf at 8 high school fields. The agreement is contingent on the district securing financing for the fields. The Lawrence Journal World reports once financing is in place, the new turf will be installed this summer on the football, soccer, baseball, and softball fields at both Lawrence High and Free State. The new fields would have an 8-year warranty, but the district hopes to get more years out of the replacement fields. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey, Mr. Rancher, what's on your bucket list?
Tops on my bucket list is to attend the Lundgren Angus Ranch Dollars and Cents Sale Friday, February the 16th, selling our 99 yearling and 2-year-old black and red Angus bulls. There will be 23 sons of Basin Pay Weight 1682, including 6 full flush brothers, and a special feature choice of 2 full sister mates from the same flush. Other sires represented include EF Commando and E&B Harley, the 7229 son that sires General Cavanese progeny. Also selling are 28 registered heifers from the same sires.
Every rancher should put the Lundgren Angus Ranch sale on their bucket list because it makes sense to invest your dollars in LAR genetics.
For more information or to receive a sale book, contact Blake at 785-410-3750 or Larry at 785-673-9047. Or view the sale book and video of all the lots at DV Auction or LundgrenAngusRanch.com.
I'm putting the Lundgren Angus Ranch sale at the top of my bucket list as well, and will plan to join you on Friday, February 16th at 12:30 p.m. Central Time at the ranch south of Gove, Kansas.
Some Kansas residents are expressing frustration over the state's strict requirements for a new form of driver's license. The licenses adopted by the state last year are intended to comply with the federal Real ID law. The Lawrence Journal World reports that in order to get a real ID license, people must show a valid passport or a birth certificate, either an official non-laminated card or a recent pay stub or tax document bearing the person's full Social Security number and proof of Kansas residency. A Kansas inmate has pled guilty to stabbing and injuring a corrections officer. 27-year-old Alan Schroeder Jr. pled guilty yesterday to second-degree attempted murder and conspiracy to commit second-degree attempted murder in the April attack on Shawnee County Corrections Officer Lacey Knoll. She alleges that Schroeder became angry after she threatened to write him up for screaming and inciting a riot. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Mid-America Network News. A trial on drug charges has been scheduled for a California couple who said the marijuana they are accused of hauling through Nebraska was intended for Christmas gifts. 70-year-old Barbara Juron and 80-year-old Patrick Juron of Clear Lake Oaks, California, pled not guilty yesterday to 4 felony charges, including 2 for marijuana possession. Their trial is scheduled for May 22nd in York. A bill to improve transparency and accountability in the Nebraska State Patrol is facing stiff resistance from the union that represents troopers. The measure presented to a legislative committee would prevent the union from bargaining on issues related to trooper discipline and internal investigations. It would also remove sergeants from the bargaining unit because of their role in handling internal investigations. Columbus woman Chelsea Aldrich has pled no contest to embezzling $90,000 from Agro Service Incorporated in Silver Creek. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Truck trailers. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling, whether you're driving a big rig or a pickup, MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas has your back. Dunan and Chaparral, drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, utility line of trailers by Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Nemahal County Conservation District will host their 71st annual meeting this Thursday at the Community Building in Seneca. Public is invited with a meal at 6 and the meeting beginning at 7. The Kansas Bankers Association Soil Conservation Award will be presented to Ron and Chantel Heinen. The Windbreak Award to Lane and Carol Dieters. Grassland Award will go to Kevin Kramer. The Buffer Award to Matt and Barb Bachman. And Darren and Cheryl Dieters will receive the Water Quality Award. The Nemahal County Chapter of Pheasants Forever will present the Wildlife Habitat Award to Bob and Nadine Champlin. Again, the 71st annual Nemahal County Conservation District meeting is set Thursday. Volunteer income tax assistance is available through RSVP of Northeast Kansas for low to moderate income individuals, families, and senior citizens. Volunteer income tax assistance will be offered Wednesdays through April 11th at the Helvering Center in Marysville from 9 to 11 and from 1 until 3. In addition, a stop is planned in Blue Rapids this Friday, February 16th at the Community Center from 9 to 11 and from 1 until 3. For additional information, contact the RSVP office in Marysville at 562-2154. Clay County Extension is offering a prescribed burn workshop Tuesday, February 20th at the 4-H Conference Center at Fairgrounds in Clay Center. The day-long program runs 9:30 until 2:30 and will cover burning management, weather impacts, fire types and techniques, planning and conducting, CRP rules, plus questions and answers. A lunch will be provided. RSVP is requested. Phone the Clay County Extension office at 632-3550. Lillian K. Rippey, age 79, of Lynn, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday. Family will receive friends from 5 until 7 at the church. And Darius Fifley, funeral home of Riley, in charge of arrangements for Lillian Rippey.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
At Cornerstone Granite, we realize that decisions affecting you and your family are important. Since we were established nearly 15 years ago, we've been proud that our family has been blessed with the many friends and neighbors that are a part of our community. It's those relationships that we hope you consider when pre-planning or serving immediate memorial needs. We've grown up here and continue to take pride in serving you as a locally owned and family-operated business. Stop by and see us on Highway 36 in Home City or call us anytime. Find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Love is all you need, and flowers. Owens Originals Floral in Washington is your source for all you need this Valentine's Day. Flowers, plants, candy, you just add the love. Call us for special delivery pricing on the 14th or visit us on the web at owensfloral.com.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Expecting some milder conditions not only across the area here for this afternoon, but over the next several days as well. Expecting mid-40s for highs by this afternoon. For your Wednesday, looking at mid-50s for high temperatures and looking to stay in those 50s for highs even into your Thursday coming up. Looking at the day on Friday as a cold frontal boundary works on through, though, we're back to highs in the lower 30s, but that cooling trend doesn't last for long as the upcoming weekend looks to stay mild, upper 40s Saturday, low 50s Sunday. Taking a closer look at your forecast for this afternoon, look for sunny to partly cloudy conditions with some breezy south winds, high temperatures in the mid 40s. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, will drop back to a low of 32. Mid-50s then for highs on your Wednesday, expecting lots of sun, with those highs near 50, partly sunny for Thursday. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Reflections Hallmark is the sweet spot. Come on in to your Valentine's headquarters. Everything you need is here. Cards, plush animals large and small, jewelry, and candy of all kinds. It's a Valentine's extravaganza at Reflections in downtown Marysville.
Average high temperature mid-February, 44, record high on this date, 73 in 1990. The average low, 23, and the record low is 25 below zero back in 1899. Sunset this evening, 5:57. Sunrise in the morning at 7:15.
Donuts, cakes, pastries, and pancakes. It's the day to get your fill. We will help you get started on a Fat Tuesday edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 13th, the 44th day of the year. Renowned test pilot Chuck Yeager turns 95 years old today, and this is Shrove Tuesday, alternatively known as Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, or Pancake Day. The common tradition is to use up rich foodstuffs before Lent, so let's get started with the official Almanac.com Shrove Tuesday pancake recipe. In a mixing bowl, beat 4 eggs, add a cup of milk, 3 tablespoons of sugar, 2 cups of flour, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Drop the butter into a preheated and greased griddle or skillet. The fun starts, of course, in customizing your flapjacks. From traditional maple syrup to fruit toppings, chocolate chips, cheese, or even peanut butter, anything goes on Fat Tuesday. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Along with the new Chevy Silverado pickups for 2018, the Norris Motor Company in Marysville has the new Chevy Traverse. Also see the new Chevy Equinox. The Chevy Camaro is on display at the Norris Motor Company, along with the new Buick LaCrosse for 2018 and the new Buick Encore. Chevrolet and Buick available at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, the latest AP Top 25 NCAA basketball poll out yesterday, and it places Wichita State at number 19, KU at number 13. The top 10 look like this: Virginia, Michigan State, Villanova, Xavier, and Cincy at number 5. Purdue, Texas Tech, Ohio State, Gonzaga, and Auburn round out the top 10. Oklahoma, by the way, is at number 23. Speaking of round ball, KU in action tonight. Tip-off time 6 o'clock as they'll travel to the Iowa State Cyclones. Tomorrow night, K-State in action. They'll take on Oklahoma State. That tip-off time also 6 o'clock. And on Thursday evening, look for the second place team in the American Athletic Conference, the Wichita State Shockers, to take on Temple. Tip-off time also at 6 o'clock. Mid-America Network Sports.
All right, F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Eugene.
Hey, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
Well, the new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start stop standard on all engines and an available 10-speed transmission.
How about tissues that blow your nose for you?
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
At Starseed, we pride ourselves on being hardworking and dependable. That's why we are dedicated to sudden service. Simply put, we hand-deliver your seed directly to our dealers whenever and wherever you need it. We offer a lineup of high-performance forages that deliver outstanding tonnage with superior digestibility. We are Star Seed, and you can count on us to deliver the highest quality seed products. Call us today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Former National League Rookie of the Year Wally Moon has died at the age of 87. Moon was the 1954 National League Rookie of the Year after hitting .304 with 12 homers and 76 RBIs. He also won three World Series with the Dodgers from 1959 to 1965. The Major League Baseball Players Association is keeping media out of its free agent training camp at the IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. The camp is open to approximately 100 unsigned players who exercised the right to become free agents back in November. No charges will be filed against a man who tried to attack former sports doctor Larry Nassar in a Michigan courtroom. Eaton County Prosecutor Douglas Lloyd says Nassar and his attorneys didn't want charges against Randy Margraves. Margraves is the father of three daughters who say they were sexually assaulted by Nassar, the former Michigan State University and USA Gymnastics doctor. Mid-America Network Sports.
Monday night basketball scores in girls play. Marysville took Wamego 42-27. Valley Heights beat Troy 57-23. Boys action, Wamego over Marysville 62-55. Valley Heights beat Troy 79-76. Tuesday night tip-offs, Marysville at Centralia, live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Valley Heights at Wetmore, Frankfort home to Blue Valley. Haxtell entertains Donovan West. Washington County hosts Lynn. Kansas Jayhawks live, 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock tip-off on FM 95.5.
Wamego Red Raiders surprised the Marysville Bulldogs 62-55 in a boys' makeup game in North Central Kansas League play Monday. Wamego and Marysville fought all night long, with the Red Raiders went to the line unofficially 32 times, 1 to free throws. By contrast, Marysville 13-14. Wamego led by Chase Dillon, 19. He was 9 of 10 at the line, fouled out on a controversial offensive foul call late in the game. Jason Ebert knocked down three trays first half alone, four on the night with 5 points. T.J. Fritz scored 11. Dawkell Forge inside with a couple of field goals, adding three throws 10 points. As Wamego improved 12-4, 5-2, Marysville struggled offensively, led by Gabe Peachell, finished 17, 11 of those second half. Jack Loomer scored a dozen. Bryce Meinhardt, Jacob Back, is still foul out Marysville. Bulldogs fall to 13-3, 5-3. Wamego 62, Marysville 5, the final. In girls play, Marysville wins 42-27. Wamego fought back within three at halftime. Marysville outscored them 15-2 in the third. Held Wamego to 8 points second half. Bulldog pace by Nicole Franco and Sammy Bartles, 10 apiece, improving 12-4, 6-2. Wamego led scoring by Kinsey Underwood, 6. Wamego falls to 10-4. Marysville 42, Wamego 27. Bulldogs back on the road Tuesday, sitting off at Centralia. Reporting TNDY Sports, I'm Bruce here.
Wildcat fans, be in Bremlage Saturday, January 20th, as K-State men's basketball takes on TCU in a throwback game. The Wildcats will be wearing their classic lavender jerseys, and tickets start at less than $20 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Hot dogs and soda will only be $1. Reserve your seats today by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS. Be there as we take on the Horned Frogs. Go Cats!
Guys, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Elsie Grace's gift shop in Frankfort, the place to get your Valentine's gifts. They have beautiful clothing, jewelry and accessories to make the outfit, home decor that lasts long after the flowers have wilted, and luscious homemade fudge far better than any boxed chocolates. Plus, you'll have expert help in choosing the perfect gift at Elsie Grace's, so you'll want to stop in today.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details. Change things up this Valentine's Day and consider a meal that includes the love apple. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. No, I'm not talking about a Macintosh or Red Delicious, but rather a beefsteak, brandywine, or other tasty tomato. This popular vegetable is sometimes called love apple. There is some debate about how the tomato received this name. In the mid-1500s, an Italian herbalist associated the tomato with the poisonous mandrake plant that was also believed to be an aphrodisiac. Some believe the tomato possessed both qualities. A less romantic version is says that the French misunderstood the Moors and Italians' names for tomato. Please forgive my mispronunciation. The Moors called tomatoes pomme de mori, while the Italians pomme d'oro. The French called the tomato pommes de mort, which translates to apples of love. So this Valentine's Day, consider a nice romantic dish of pasta topped with love applesauce. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Joe's Farm is so old, he has his own museum. He'll show it to you if you come visit, and the items are quite remarkable, not only to his own land, but the heritage of farming in the South. It's today's American countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Joe Todd's family has lived and farmed in southeastern Alabama since the early 1800s. Joe has his own museum of sorts, and one of his prized possessions has a lot to do with an agricultural revolution in the South.
Part of my museum is the first peanut shell that was ever made, which really transformed the peanut industry. In the early 1900s, all peanuts was hand-shelled one at a time, and it was just not profitable.
Joe enjoys sharing the story of that important piece of equipment that helped build the peanut as an important crop.
Man named Tom Houston, who founded Tom's Peanuts, invented a peanut sheller. And he actually patented and built a factory in Columbus, Georgia. And farmers and people began to buy these to shell their peanuts to plant and so forth. I actually have that first prototype.
But Joe says it's not just a piece of history. He tests it every once in a while.
And it actually works right now. It does a beautiful job shelling peanuts. Just a handful at a time, but it works.
But it's another crop for which the Todd family would become known today.
We know the family was growing sugarcane and making syrup in 1835. They was not doing it to market. They was just doing it for their own family sugar.
Today, Joe operates the Todd Syrup Farm. It's a place to experience the syrup process and a place to see his museum as well. We'll make syrup next time as we travel the countryside. In Dothan, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCray.
Whether for meat and eggs or just as a hobby, backyard poultry flocks are very popular. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Learn how to choose the right chicken breed for you as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
Starting a backyard chicken flock is fun for the whole family. The hard part is deciding on the type and breed of bird. Your reasons for raising chickens will influence your list of breeds. They're generally grouped according to their purpose, such as meat, eggs, and ornamental. And there's been a growing interest in heirloom and heritage chicken breeds. Jeff Smith is the Director of Sales and Marketing at Cackle Hatchery in Lebanon, Missouri. He says choosing birds for the egg color they produce has become a popular trend, especially those called olive eggers.
It's not really a breed. It's actually a hybrid or a cross. But you're basically breeding parent stocks that one parent might have a real true blue egg it produces as a true breed, and then the other parent will have a real dark egg. So you breed those two together, and that first generation will produce an olive egg type color.
If you have kids in a small backyard, Smith says to consider breeds that are likely to be docile and calm.
Orpingtons generally are pretty docile and friendly and manageable, non-flighty. Brahmas, Silky Bannies, some Cochin Bantams. Ultimately, there's a large percentage of the breeds that are okay for kids and backyard situations. It really boils down to, are you going to spend the time with them so that they become friendly?
No matter what breed you choose, be sure to provide them with the best feed available for overall health. Egg layers need calcium and nutrients for egg production. Meat birds require a complete feed with high levels of protein for rapid growth and overall meat quality. Find more tips on choosing a chicken breed at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I want candy. Make Valentine's Day as sweet as can be with a candy bouquet from Blue Rapids Flower Shop. Don't want candy? Choose from a wide selection of gifts, including tea, His and Hers body care and skin care from Spa Splurge and Duke Cannon. Locally baked specialty cookies and even succulents. Free delivery to local schools and senior care homes in Blue Rapids, Waterville, Frankfort, and Marysville. Delight your loved ones with a gift from the Blue Rapids Flower Shop.
An old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame, and I love that old cross where the dearest and I lay down.
Technology helps farmers comply with environmental regulations. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Schiff Farms is headquartered in Delaware and includes farmland holdings in Delaware and Maryland and in the Midwest. Some of the East Coast land is in environmentally sensitive areas and subject to strict regulation. T.J. Schiff.
I think we're learning how to satisfy what they want to accomplish and still turn it into a big crop. Before technology, we anticipated them just keeping a lid on our yields. I think with technology, we're removing that lid.
Schiff says big crop yields are needed to make farming pay on the high-value land.
There's a lot of irrigation that's been put in because we need those 270s. We've got to count on the 270s. We've got to be able to sell that 270 a year before we produce it. We can't wait to see what the yield is to market the crop.
Schiff says high-tech helps do that.
Technology is a major piece. I really thought technology was going to be for other parts of the country, but it's amazing how we've become dependent on it.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, Tyson says the rising cost of freight is starting to put pressure on all of its businesses. That means consumers will eventually feel that pressure in the form of higher prices for its products. The company says the tight trucking market will add more than $200 million to its cost structure this year. Chief Executive Tom Hayes said freight costs has escalated as trucking capacity has tightened nationwide. They expect the cost will continue to rise as companies compete for new truckers and a new federal regulation that comes into play. His announcement was made public with the release of a strong first quarter earning report for Tyson. At the same time as freight costs are rising, dynamics in the marketplace are driving wages higher and pushing up the cost of labor, he said. The higher costs are included in the overall outlook, and he's assuming that they'll recover the majority of the costs through higher pricing. Hayes said that passing the costs through is something they have to do, and ultimately the consumer is going to pay for it at some point. Foreign countries that compete with the U.S. for world market share are increasing their spending on promoting ag exports. Several countries, as well as the European Union, spent close to $1 billion in public funds on ag export promotion in 2016. Subsidies are showing that those countries outspent the U.S. 4-1. That's a 70% increase in competitive public spending since 2011. U.S. public funding for its two largest export promotion programs is about $235 million a year, the real value declining by some 12% since 2011. A study commissioned by the Wine Institute and other ag groups show the public investment from the EU and four European countries will exceed $550 million by 2019. Mark Powers, the chair of the Coalition to Promote U.S. Ag Exports, says that's more than twice what the U.S. authorizes for ag export development under the Farm Bill. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Have you heard about production cost insurance? It's a new, reliable, predictable risk management tool that not only covers the cost of production in challenging growing seasons, but one that promotes best practices in farm management across virtually every aspect of the operation. When adversity strikes at any phase of the crop production cycle, PCI empowers producers to make optimal management and agronomic decisions. Call us at Alliance Insurance for a free quote and all your other insurance needs. 562-2393.
Mid-America Ag Network.
Pressure on corn in Kansas City wheat. March corn unchanged, 367. May down a quarter cent at 374 and a half. The later months are all in the red. March Kansas City wheat down 1 3/4 at 475 and a quarter. May Kansas City wheat is down 2 now at 490 and 3/4. So not a good look for Kansas City wheat. In fact, Chicago wheat has slipped lower as well, as has Minneapolis wheat with some big losses there. So the wheat market's not doing well here on Tuesday. Soybeans, on the other hand, are thriving. March beans up 10 3/4 at 1012 and a half. May beans up 10 1/2 at 1023. The later months are all up, many by double digits. March soybean meal up $10.30 at 368.10. May up 9.30 at 369.70. March bean oil is down 33 points at 31.52. May's down 32 at 31.72. So not a good look for bean oil, but the beans themselves and soybean meal is doing very well so far. February live cattle ticked back to unchanged now at 127.12. April up 20 at 125.20. We've seen some pressure on feeder cattle. March feeders down 25 at 147.42. April feeders down 22 at 149.30. The later months are mixed. I'm afraid we'll have to call it mostly lower. February hogs up 32 at 73.40. April hogs down 97 at 69.55. So kind of a tough go for hogs here on Tuesday. Cotton is on the downside. March cotton down 45 points at 76 even. May cotton down 45 at 77 even. So having some issues with cotton as we roll through our Tuesday. And crude oil has bounced back up. March crude is up 12 at 59.40. April crude is up 14 cents now at 59.22. Unleaded gas, heating oil, and natural gas are all higher as well. The United States dollar index is down 0.511 at 89.585. Markets, Mid-America Ag Network.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
There's one thing that will never change. Our country will always depend on farmers and the food they raise. That's why it's so important to recognize the young men and women of the future farmers of America. These young adults are the people who will be responsible for feeding the world, and FFA is one of the few organizations in the country that teach, train, and instruct our youth in how to efficiently and effectively raise the food that feeds the world. Let's together recognize our future farmers of America and the community that supports their efforts. FFA appreciation brought to you in part by Comark Energy Co-op.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Today, talking about another important agricultural event, the National Outstanding Young Farmer Congress. After this message. It's that time of year again. Time to tackle some difficult tasks, like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com. Yesterday, I talked about two important agricultural events, the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky, and World Ag Expo in Tulare, California. But there is another event that I consider to be very important, and it's happening in Sacramento, California. It's the annual National Outstanding Young Farmer Awards Congress. And I regret, for the first time in a long time, I will not be able to attend because of my ongoing health challenge. But the event goes on, and I now have the names of the 10 state finalists who will be honored in Sacramento this week. Starts on Thursday and it goes through Sunday. And here are the 10 finalists, and of the 10, 4 will be named National Outstanding Young Farmer. We begin our journey in Arkansas, and there we salute Robbie and Stephanie Beavis. Then it's on to Delaware to honor Jesse and Taylor Vanderwend. Our next stop on the journey across the country is Georgia. Daniel and Christy Williams, state outstanding young farmers to be honored. Then it's on to Iowa, where we honor Ian and Val Plagey, and they're involved in a hog finishing operation in the state of Iowa. Next stop would be Idaho, and Cody and Liz Bingham on hand to be honored as state winners there. And then it is on to the state of Michigan. There, Nathan and Amy Engelhard will be representing that state. And then we stop at Mississippi, William and Kayla Tabb. And then the next stop is the state of Ohio, Nick and Sonny Cummings. And then South Dakota, Louie and Amanda Nigg. And we wind up with Wisconsin, Sam and Jen Zimmerman. And those are the 10 finalists in the National Outstanding Young Farmer Program. Back with a final word after this message.
Farmers Cooperative is your go-to place for agronomy, lubricants, energy, feed, and on-the-farm Mr. Tire service. We're your extra set of wheels, your hired help, your partner to get the job done. With our Mr. Tire service, trucks and multiple lines of products from companies that stand behind performance. Farmers Cooperative is right by your side, ready to serve you. See your Farmers Cooperative Tire branch today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Don't take any shortcuts in feeding programs while pregnant cows are in their third trimester. Take care of your cows, and they will take care of you on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Commodity Classic is where what's next in agriculture happens. And this year it's happening in Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st. The best ideas, the best equipment, the best education, the best of everything in agriculture. Meet the innovators who are changing the way you farm and be around thousands of positive people who share your passion for agriculture. Grow beyond at the 2018 Commodity Classic, February 27th through March 1st in Anaheim. That's a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this year. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
This is an American Red Cross blood donation alert. The Red Cross has an urgent need for blood and platelet donors of all blood types to give now. Blood and platelet donations are being distributed to hospitals as fast as they come in. Help address a winter blood shortage so patients can continue to receive the life-saving treatments they need. Resolve to make a difference. Help save lives by giving blood and platelets now. Use the blood donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment today.
Are your cows ready for calving? Most of them handle pregnancy pretty well. Content animals will have access to proper feed, good water, and a reasonable space with wind protection. If they're thin, hunched up, standing in the corner, and bellowing, your feeding program may be to blame. Chris Ringwall is an extension beef specialist at North Dakota State University. He says the third trimester has a large impact on the cows as they approach their due date. There are no shortcuts because pregnant cows have nutrition requirements.
The basic ration balancing is going to involve energy and protein. If we're low on energy, then we need to start looking at how are we going to get that brought up. Basically, you take a 1,300-pound cow, she needs about 54% of her daily total digestible nutrients in that dry matter, and it takes a high-quality hay to do that.
Each cow should have 5 to 7 pounds of excellent green grass hay or alfalfa in addition to the basic hay ration. As winter wears on, the better hays aren't always available, so talk to a nutritionist and make a trip to the feed dealer and keep an eye on your cows.
Even one, when one or two, there's a mineral issue, they get weak. You know, calcium, anything that affects our ability to move, it's going to show up in this late pregnant cow. So, you know, when you start seeing that, actually you're a little late at that point, but that tells you that something's not right.
When your animals are fed right, the results will be evident at calving time. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about prepping cows for calving at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. You can check out what's new for crop insurance this year before the deadlines at the end of February and mid-March. We get the story from Stephanie Ho.
If your risk management strategy includes crop insurance, you need to be aware that this season's purchase deadlines are fast approaching.
We do have sales closing dates on a number of spring-planted crops, and that's February 28th or March 15th.
That was Rob Johansson, USDA's Acting Deputy Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation. He urges producers to talk to their crop insurance agent, especially to discuss some of this year's changes.
We did offer increased flexibility to producers by removing the June 1 certification deadline from the conservation compliance provisions. We also allow policyholders to choose different unit structures by practice, by either irrigated or non-irrigated.
Meanwhile, he also pointed to a change in insurance plans for livestock or livestock products.
The House and the Senate agreed to remove that $20 billion cap on insurance for livestock, and that will offer livestock producers and producers of livestock products more options going forward with the crop insurance programs.
This is Stephanie Hove in Washington, D.C.
In other news, President Trump has released his long-awaited plan to upgrade the nation's infrastructure, including roads, bridges, and airports. There will likely be much discussion. Obviously, Democrats say it falls short. Republicans are said to be wary of another large spending measure. The 53-page document shows how Trump plans to stimulate $1.5 trillion in new investments. It also looks to shorten project permitting time to 2 years, invest in rural projects, and improve worker training. Many of the main points in the plan have been known for some time. There were some new elements in the proposal, including expanding the use of private activity bonds to finance projects. That would extend the use of tax-exempt debt by private entities and broaden the number of projects the bonds could be used for. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
There's one thing that will never change. Our country will always depend on farmers and the food they raise. That's why it's so important to recognize the young men and women of the future farmers of America. These young adults are the people who will be responsible for feeding the world, and FFA is one of the few organizations in the country that teach, train, and instruct our youth in how to efficiently and effectively raise the food that feeds the world. Let's together recognize our future farmers of America and the community that supports their efforts. FFA appreciation brought to you in part by the El Dorado Livestock Auction.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.